are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, my special listeners. I so appreciate you taking your valuable time to listen to my podcast. And I want to respectfully ask that you go on iTunes and write a review, if you can, of the podcast. I would so appreciate that. I am super excited about the topic this week. And I know I say that a lot, but you know, this is a really interesting topic because this is a topic that's so related to the stage of monitoring and controlling our project weight loss. And that is to really understand cognitive dissonance. Now, I learned about cognitive dissonance years ago, and I had heard it, but really had not dug deep into it until I felt it big in my project weight loss. So we will talk about this concept and also about two related areas, and that is confirmation bias and negativity bias, all related. And my hope is to try to untangle it a bit, to demystify these concepts and get to the root of how we can work to overcome them. Because this can really help us with our project weight loss, to lose those last few pounds, and can also help in the maintenance of our project weight loss. So don't take this episode lightly. It is a biggie. Where I want to start with cognitive dissonance before getting to what it is to share with you that I think that the Stoics, who were philosophers from ancient Rome and Greece, really had something to say about this idea of deep thinking. And while I won't go too deep into Stoicism per se in this episode, I do want you to put a bookmark here, because I want to connect two thoughts that these great philosophers shared. And the first thought is that of self-perception. And secondly, is the thought around the discipline of will and what is in our control. So let's move on to the definition of cognitive dissonance. What is it? So cognitive means cognition, which really is just our thinking, remembering our way of reasoning or understanding something, right? So what are we aware of in our thoughts? And dissonance is the idea of something not being in harmony. So tensions or a clash, think nails on a chalkboard. Sorry, that probably was not the best thought. But that's the idea with dissonance. It's really like a tension or a clash. It's super uncomfortable. So you put these words together, and what it means is that when we have this clash of beliefs or thoughts or a conflict in what we think about what we're doing, this makes us very uncomfortable. We don't like it because we like to be right. And what happens is that we then have two opposing ideas that we agree with. Yikes! Super difficult. So our brain is telling us, let's keep to our food plan. Let's keep to what we said we would do on our calendar. But the second part of our brain is telling us, but this hasn't worked in the past. What are you thinking about having us do this again? So an example. You brought your lunch, and I've given this example in the past, but you found out it is a coworker's birthday and they brought in your favorite chocolate chip cupcakes, right? Or something else. Your brain tells you, go ahead and have one. You will start again tomorrow. And then your brain tells you, no, you will not have any because you have a plan. And so these are conflicting thoughts. Ergo, cognitive dissonance. Bingo, right? Very uncomfortable. And here's a kicker. Another two things that happen in our minds when this cognitive dissonance is rearing its head, and that is our confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is the habit of thinking of what's coming at us in a way that matches our belief systems. Once we have an opinion or belief, we look to it being true. Somewhat like wishful thinking to some extent. We stop researching, analyzing the validity of the information, and take that information, that whatever that information is, that confirms our perspective, taking the pieces we prefer from the facts to confirm our beliefs. We have a vested interest in being right. Now, this also can be found with anxiety, where we look at the information as negative, confirming our anxious perspective of the information we receive. So basically, confirmation bias comes from the basic idea that we believe we are right, and therefore we want the things we believe to be true, and we can confirm they are true. So making them align to our beliefs, connecting them, even though they may not be connected. So let's unpack this for a minute. We have a view that we think diets are awful and that they never work. We start a new food plan. It is somewhat working, and then we get presented with the change in plan. Like in my earlier scenario, someone brought in a special treat you like, cupcakes, as in my example, or a special pasta recipe. And then our mind tells us, why are you following this diet today? You can start it tomorrow. Then our mind tells us, wait a minute, you have your lunch. You can just sit and enjoy the company and eat your lunch. Then your mind says, well, when will I have this tasty pasta again? Probably never. There goes the confirmation bias. We're right to go ahead and eat it when it's not in our plan because we've just confirmed that we're never going to have it again. So we just should go ahead and have it. And all of this is so uncomfortable for us. It's like our mind is playing ping pong with us or we're in a boxing ring, Fina versus Fina. Then we tell ourselves diets don't work, right? And this negativity bias kicks in and we go from having a plan to seeing our plan as a terrible idea. So you get the picture. It's not fun at all. And I have talked about negativity bias when I recorded the podcast on the Maester Tamara Levitt, and she talks about how we're wired to see the negative first. So let me share a little bit about negativity bias. Negativity bias is our tendency to look at the negative information more than the positive. We move and pay attention to the negative first, focusing on trauma or hurts rather than the positive. And the idea is that we can look at many positive situations and a few negative, but we will focus on the negative. This is because our primitive mind, our past, and how we had to survive in the past and look at the dangers around us, right? And you see this in the daily news. It's almost all negative. And that's because the news outlets know that we gravitate to the negative. And this becomes a cycle for us, kind of like a habit. And don't get me wrong, I love my public radio station, KQED, and the Puzzle Master presents on the weekend. So I know there is more than just negative media or negative situations out there, of course. But we just gravitate to the negative because it's more prevalent. And here is where our Project Weight Loss comes in along with what the Stoics philosophized about. Remember I started with that? Well, let's take another look. The first is the concept of self-perception. And this is really important, an important part, and it's so related to our first milestone of reacquainting ourselves with ourselves. The Stoics teach us that we have the power over what we think and how we perceive, how we see what is happening. So hold the phone here because this is where we can say, brain, stop the shenanigans of this cognitive dissonance and let's keep this clear. We have a plan. Let's stick to it. And you know, when I was writing my notes for this episode, I remembered Maritza's testimonial and it made me think how right she was. What she was saying was right in line with this concept of stopping to think about what is happening. She said that the work we did together gave her the opportunity to look deeper into herself, and it allowed her to see the beliefs she had a little deeper. She was right on point. What a ninja thought. And this is exactly what we want when we're thinking through our cognitive dissonance, to see the beliefs we hold a little deeper. So it's as if we're telling our brain, let me listen to what you're saying and look for a nugget of information that's helpful. We can see what's behind the negative thinking, looking deeper for that nugget that can help us. So what is my brain telling me? Asking myself, is this true, what I'm telling myself? Is there something that can help me in this negative bias? And sometimes journaling about it for a minute can help us to unravel the thinking. But this is why Maritza's comment is so valuable, because there's so much value in looking a little deeper sometimes. Now, let's go back and take a moment to reflect specifically on cognitive dissonance, setting aside the negativity for a minute. Cognitive dissonance is very real, and many times is what happens when we're changing. And that's why change can be such a trigger word for some of us, because we know the challenge of the change. Changing those neural pathways in the brain, we may not be thinking that, but that's what's happening. So then it becomes a challenge. And this happens a lot in project management where, you know, there are some moments where there is a challenge and we have to then overcome it. And then there's some that think of change and say, no way. And so let me give an example. So let's say that you're moving, right? So you need to have a move for whatever reason, moving jobs or moving for some reason. Some people can think, I'm going to move. Okay. I may not love it, but just pack up and move. And yet other people may think, heck no, I'm not moving. I'm going to stay where I am as long as I can. The idea of the change of the location or our family and friends can be so daunting. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with change in general. And I think that, in my opinion, this is why cognitive dissonance kicks in. It's our way of our brain trying to preserve us by keeping us in the cave, keeping us safe. So when we think of cognitive dissonance, we can say, hey, I know what's happening here. I know, brain, that you're trying to protect me, but I'm okay. I got this. Because our brain is trying to tell us, wait, you haven't succeeded in this in the past, or you haven't done this in the past. Why are you thinking it's going to work this time? Or it's telling us, hey, but we really enjoy this pizza in the past, or this show that we're binging is really good. We really like this. Why are you trying to change it up on us? That's what makes this uncomfortable, because we have planned with our higher brain, our prefrontal cortex, and then our brain starts telling us, nope, never mind, that's not going to work. And so this is happening in our battle of our thoughts. So I offer that there are three important questions we can choose to ask ourselves. And the first question is to ask, what am I thinking? What are the true competing thoughts here? Right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, which of these two competing thoughts serve me and my true goal? And the second part to this question is, why am I choosing to think and believe the thought that does not serve me? And third, the last question is, what thought do I want to choose to think? Because I definitely have a choice here. I can choose to stay in cognitive dissonance or think that I'm confused. But you see, we're not confused. We just haven't truly decided what can serve us, and therefore, what thoughts can help us get to where we want to go and how we want to feel. So let's go back to my example of the food. It's really about the question of, why am I choosing to believe that I will not have the chance to have this great food again? Is it fear of missing out? Is it fear of achieving my goal and being uncomfortable in the new me? Is it imposter syndrome of thinking that that's not really who I am or who I want to be? So much to think. And this is why there's value in that deeper thought sometimes. And then telling our brain, I hear you, I love you, but the me with the bigger goal, with the healthier goal, will make the decisions right now. And all of this brings me to the second thought from the Stoics, and that is around the concept of discipline of will. And I think what really helps this discipline of will is to look at why we committed to our health goal to begin with. Why is this important to us? You know, for me, first, I want to live a quality of life, and my physical and emotional health is such a big part of that. And second, I want to live by example and contribute to my world. So then discipline is so much more doable. Knowing that the dissonance happens and knowing that we can think through it can give us clarity of intention and decision-making. We already made the decision to stay on plan, so let's stay on plan. And if we want the item, we can always place it in the fridge and have it tomorrow. Or if it's something that we want to watch, a show that we want to watch for a whole, you know, the whole episodes or series, we can just put it on our calendar and space it out. So today we will stay on our plan, whether it's a plan of our food or it's a plan related to our time, no matter what our brain is telling us to make us uncomfortable. Why? Because we can take unstoppable actions towards our project weight loss goal and towards our life goals if we stay on plan, right? We got this. Cognitive dissonance will happen. And when it does, we want to be fully aware of it, understand it, and be ready to choose the thoughts that serve us, that will truly help us achieve our project weight loss and our best lives. Have a beautiful week, everyone. See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.